Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? Because I know I am. Today we are going to be looking and studying the letter A. A says A. That's what we're going to focus on today. I'm super excited. I want you to have a lot of fun with this activity, but I want you to remember that the first part is to listen and learn, which means if I ask you to put down your crayon or your pencil, I want you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can finish coloring or writing something at the end, okay? All right, let's get started. Pick up your pencil, please, and write your name at the top of your paper. Please write neatly. We need to know who you are. We need to know who completed this activity. I am Mrs. Oldham, in case you forgot. So once you've finished writing your name, go ahead and put your pencil down. Here I go. Because we are going to color first. You won't need your pencil. All right, at the top of your page, you should see a picture. That is Adam. See the little boy? His name is Adam, and he's playing outside by the tree. And we are going to color some of those items in the picture. Let's start with Adam. Adam has a name that starts with the letter A, and that's our letter for today. Adam starts with the letter A because A says A. So let's color Adam's shirt orange, even the sailboat. Let's color Adam's shirt orange. Go ahead and begin coloring neatly. So when I say Adam's name, I know it starts with the letter A, and it says A, A. Ah, Adam. Letter A says ah. Can you say it? Letter A says ah. Very good. Adam begins with the letter A and it says ah. So I can say A, Adam, ah. A, Adam, ah. You try it. It sounds good. A, Adam, ah. If you know someone named Adam, or you are named Adam, put your thumb up. Okay, I have a boy in my class named Adam. Adam, A, Adam, A. I'm finished coloring my shirt, which makes me think you're finished coloring your shirt. So let's put our crayons down in 5 seconds. In 5 seconds, put your crayon down. 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you for following directions. So Adam is standing by the apple tree. Apple tree. Apple starts with A, just like Adam. So let's find our red crayon and let's color all of the apples that are on the tree. Go ahead and begin coloring your red apples on the tree. It doesn't have to be a perfect red. It can be some kind of red. So apple starts with A, just like Adam. Apple. A says A. Apple. So again, I could say A, apple, A. A, apple, A. You try it. Excellent. A, apple, A. Apple and Adam both begin with what letter? Yes, A. That's the letter that we're going to work on all day today. Well, not all day. As long as you're listening to me on this. So I'm coloring all my apples red. I'm coloring neatly. Make sure you're coloring neatly. And we're coloring them red, even if you wanted to color them a different color. We're coloring them red because part of this activity is to follow the directions. I have finished coloring all of my apples on my tree. A, apple, A. I think you must be close, so I'll give you about 8 more seconds, and then please put down your red crayon. With an 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, put your crayons down. Thank you, boys and girls. All right, I also see a basket in the picture. Do you see the basket in the picture? Let's listen to the word basket. B, b, basket. Does that start with the letter A sound? A says A. You're right, it does not. We are not going to color the basket. How about the ant next to the basket? Ant, ant. Does ant start with the letter A? Yes, A, ant, A. Find a black crayon. If you can't find a black crayon, it's okay. I know I can. It's hard for me to find black crayons. You can use your pencil to color it, and it will be a dark gray color, and that's okay too. Let's color all of the ants. Do you see the ants on the page? Let's color our ants black. Go ahead and begin. A, ant, A. A, ant, A. Ant begins the same way as apple and atom. It begins with the letter A and it says A. Yes, A says what? A. A says A. A says A. Oh yeah, A says A. A, ant, A. A, apple, A. A, atom, A. But not the basket. How's my song? How's that sound? I think I sound good. Okay, please put your black crayon down. Boys and girls, in your picture, I see an alligator. How about that word? Does that start with the letter that we're working on? Does alligator say A? Yes. Well, actually, if it's mean, it says rawr, right? But the beginning of alligator, the beginning of the word alligator says ah. So let's find our green crayon, some kind of green crayon. It doesn't have to be really green. It could be light green. And let's color the alligator green. A, alligator, ah. A, alligator, ah. You try it. You say it. A, alligator, ah. Yes. A, alligator, ah. Alligator starts the same way as atom, apple, ant. These all begin the same way. The letter, yes, the letter A. Because A says ah. A says ah. A, apple, ah. A, atom, ah. A, ant, a. A, alligator, a. But not basket. Ha! All right, I'm finished coloring my green alligator. You must be finished too or very close. So let's put our green crayons down. You have 5 seconds. 4. Oh no, you can do it. 3. Follow those directions. 2. And 1. Thank you. I appreciate it. I see an ambulance in our picture. It's a toy ambulance. Nothing's wrong. And ambulance, you can see the word ambulance is written on it because it starts with the letter A right there on the ambulance. An ambulance comes when you need help. Let's pick up our red crayon, some kind of red crayon, and let's color the ambulance red. Don't color the tires red, but color the ambulance red. Ambulance starts with the letter A, just like atom. A, ambulance, a. Ambulance, a, a, a. Ambulance, a, ambulance, a. Ambulance is a big word, isn't it? So let's try it. I'll say it and then you echo me. A, ambulance, a. Your turn. Yes, A, ambulance, A. Ambulance starts with what letter? A, very good. Okay, boys and girls, I'm almost finished coloring my ambulance. I'm leaving the tires alone. Not going to have red tires. And I need you to be finished soon, too. So let's take about 6 more seconds to finish coloring our ambulance, A, ambulance, A. Ready? Let's put our crayons down in 5, 4, finished or not, it will be okay. 3, 2, and 1. Thank you. Okay, we're going to practice writing our letter. Will you find your pencil? And look at number 1 at the bottom of the page. Do you see number 1? The letter that is next to the letter 1 is letter A. And I want you to trace it. This is a capital A, or you can say uppercase A. And then there are 3 of them if you go across on number 1. Go across, sideways. I start at the top, go down, start at the top, go down, and cross the letter in the middle. That's how I do it. I think you should do it that way too. I'm going to trace the 3rd capital A. Start at the top, go down, start at the top, go down, and then I cross it in the middle. So that's our capital A on number 1. Go all the way across. Let's say on number 1, let's say the letter A and the sound A. Go across. A, A. Go across. A, A. Go across. There's nothing there. Let's write our capital A. Write it really neatly. Start at the top, go down. Go back up to the top, go down, cross in the middle. Now move to the next line. We're still going across. We're still on number 1. Let's write the letter A again. Capital A. Start at the top, go down. Start at the top, go down. Cross it in the middle. And go across one more time. We're still on number 1. And we're going to write the capital A or uppercase A one last time. Start at the top, go down. Start at the top, go down, and cross it in the middle. Now find number 2 on your paper. Number 2 also has a letter. It's the letter A. That's our lowercase a. Let's trace it. Trace it. Go across. There's a second one. Trace it. Go across. There's the 3rd one. Trace it. All right. We're still on number 2. Let's read our letters on number 2, the lowercase a. Ready? Read it and say the sound. A, A. Go across. A, A. Move over. A, A. Move over. There's nothing there. That's because we're going to write it. We're going to write a lowercase a. Go ahead and start. Write your lowercase a as neatly as you can. Move over. Do it again. Write it as neatly as you can, and then move over. We're going to do it one last time. Write the lowercase a as neatly as you can. Okay, can you find number 3 on your paper? There are a whole lot of letters in a row, a bunch of letters in a row. I want you to circle the capital A's and the lowercase a's. Whenever you find one, let's start with the capital A. Circle a capital A anytime you see it. Anytime you see a capital A, circle it. Okay, I have circled my capital A's. I found 3. How many did you find? Yes! Okay, now let's circle. We're still on number 3. Look at number 3. We're still there. Now look for the lowercase a's and circle any lowercase a's that you find. Go ahead. Any lowercase a's that you find. Skip any other letters. Any other letters, skip those. But circle the lowercase a's. Now I can count 1, 2, 3, 4. I circled 4 lowercase a's. How many did you circle? Good. And then I left the other letters alone. They're not A's. We're going to leave those alone. Okay, last part. We're almost finished. You're doing amazing. Number 4. There are a row of pictures. I'm going to say the picture name. I want you to circle it if it says A, A. If you hear the A sound. So number 4, the very first picture is A. Do you hear A in axe? Me too. Circle that picture. The next picture is basket. Basket. Do you hear A? Basket. Me neither. Leave it alone. The next picture is hamburger, hamburger. Do you hear ah at the beginning of hamburger? Me neither. Leave it alone. The next picture is astronaut. Oh, I hear it right away. Do you? Astronaut. Circle the astronaut. That says ah at the beginning. The next picture is goat. 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 No, that doesn't begin with A. And our last picture is actor. He's an actor in TV and movies. Actor. Do you hear it? Actor. I do too. A says A for actor. So number four, we have axe circled, astronaut circled, and actor circled. And boys and girls, we finished our activity. You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.